Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself podcast. I am your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Listen, I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, aka LJ, that is my co-pilot in this amazing adventure that we call life and in this amazing game of podcasting. And tonight I say this all the time, but I truly am super excited. We're having a special episode. A shout out to all the mothers out there, a Mother Day special. But not only that, we have some, as you can already see, we have some amazing ladies immediately to my right, your left, of the Concrete Rose Talent Management Agency that is headed up by my sisters, Sierra Parker and Rochelle. And listen, they've been on, y'all seen them on our relationship roundtable. They've been doing a lot of great things. We were supposed to get them on in the month of March for Women's History Month. Didn't quite work out, but y'all know how Sierra is. She hit me up and she said, I'm going to make some magic happen. And so tonight, the magic will happen. Sierra, Rochelle, how y'all doing?
Good, good. We're fantastic. How are you?
I can't complain. I mean, I got all these lovely ladies in the house. What else can a man ask for? You know what I'm saying? All right, but as we get started, can we get y'all to tell us just a little bit about Concrete Rose and then introduce the ladies and let them introduce themselves?
Well, John, I was just saying thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate you. We appreciate you highlighting Concrete Rose as well. Concrete Rose, we'll get an opportunity to tell you all about us, but we are an organization that was created to help and assist the model, primarily model and talent, in expanding their brand and their business. We are a back-end support service to help those entities or those business people to expand and grow their businesses, especially those that don't have representation. So we work with talent that is not assigned to an agency, because we are not an agency, but we work with talent to offer the support that they would normally receive in working with an agency. So I don't want to go into a lot of detail, because I'll let Sierra share some of it too, but just know that we manage the back-end logistics for our talent. And we've got some beautiful ladies here tonight that we are going to allow to introduce themselves as well. They are part of Concrete Rose, and we are super excited about them and their futures.
So my name is Sierra Parker. I'm the CEO and the talent manager at Concrete Rose. Rochelle didn't give you her title, but she is the CFO and the VP of operations at Concrete Rose. And so super excited to be here and to share a little bit more about who we are, and then also share a little bit about the talent that we have, and some upcoming things that we have taking place. We have a fantastic team and staff. So I'll share a little bit more about them a little bit later on. But before we get into that, I will highlight who we have here with us today. So right below Rochelle, we have Monica Clark, who is a print model and also health and wellness advocate. So Monica, I'll let you share a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Monica Clark. I, of course, live here in the great state of Texas, San Antonio, Texas. I got started or approached by an illness. I'm 60 years old, and I thought, you just go home and sit on the couch. Well, the American Cancer Society has reached out and pulled me in to be a national spokesperson for minorities with blood cancers. It just literally fell in my lap. And I thank God for it every day, because we need someone out there advocating for just not only African-Americans, but all minorities. I've enjoyed my journey thus far with Concrete Rose Management. They're pulling out in me every single day. I'm a better and new person every day. So this opportunity has been fun, rediscovering who I am. I have a bachelor's degree in medical technology with a minor in forensic science. So this is completely out of my comfort zone, and I'm enjoying the ride. So thank you for welcoming me in this evening.
We have T Story. Yes. So T Story is a CRTM model. She is a K Simone brand ambassador. She is also an author. She's a motivational speaker. And she also has a podcast as well, amongst other things that I probably have failed to mention. So I will turn the floor over to T Story to share a little bit about who she is.
Trinity, for having us on. Also, and I don't know if you mentioned Sierra, but I am the first lady of Concrete Rose as well. But I've been in the industry a long time, over 10 years. And actually, I call myself being retired. However, Sierra did pull me out of retirement, and it has been a wonderful journey being with Concrete Rose and the opportunities it has afforded me as well. So like Sierra said, you know, it's just, I am excited about what our next is, and let's go.
Let's go.
So thank you for sharing T Story. So right below Miss Monica, we have Nicole Moore. And Nicole is a CRTM print model as well as runway model. She's also a K Simone brand ambassador. She also just took on an even newer venture. So she's also on the executive team for QIMP. We'll talk about that a little later on. As well as in her professional life, she is in the HR sector. And so she is new to the modeling industry, and she has already done some fantastic work already. So without further ado, I will let Nicole share a little bit more about who she is.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. You're going to gas my head up. Like, but I appreciate it. I've actually only been in the industry since December. But like Sierra said, I've accomplished so much. I also shot my first commercial 3 months in, which was really, really nice. And it really is something that it makes me feel that I'm welcome in. I feel like being so, so busy, because I do work on a military installation as a financial analyst. So I do, of course, have my day, but on the outside, I really like to focus on branching out and honestly just becoming a part of a group. And honestly, CRTM, when Sierra approached me, was immediately, I just thought, yes, because it was just so welcoming from the first time that I actually went to a meeting, and then they just help you along the way. Of course, since I'm very, very new, I felt a little uncomfortable at first, but with the whole entire team at CRTM, they honestly made me feel so, so welcome, and I can't wait to see what I have next.
All right, so now we change the camera view, because we about to do some round table questions for the ladies. So y'all, I like how official they got. They were so, yes, you know, I'm the first one, and I represent it, and it's so inspirational. Now we're about to have some fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Well, before we came out on stage, before we came out onto the screen, they were like, yo, how rowdy can we give this, that, and other? Then the camera came on. Yes, I'm thankful, and I'm... So the first question for you ladies, and y'all can answer it in any order you choose, and C and Rochelle, y'all are free to answer it too. How did you discover Concrete Rose talent management? Let's talk about it. Pump it up. How did you discover CRTM, or did CRTM discover you?
Sierra had a vision. Sierra has many visions, and she has, if you know Sierra, Sierra is a remarkable visionary. She has so many thoughts and ideas and concepts in her mind. And one of her many passions is birthing new ideas and new concepts and new visions. And so, excuse me, CRTM was one of Sierra's visions that she called me up and said, hey, Michelle, I've been thinking about doing this. And if Sierra's thinking about doing it, it's happening. And so literally from that moment, she said, I want to do this. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. You on board? I said, yep, let's do it. And it was birthed from there. She literally hit the ground running. And so that is how I discovered CRTM, through Sierra's vision. So mine's real short and sweet.
So I am actually very new to San Antonio. I moved from where I went to college in New Mexico. I moved out here about 2 years ago. So me and my boyfriend actually are both part of CRTM, and I went to a casting because I kind of second guessed it. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do well in front of the camera. So I went to one of his castings just to support him, and then Sierra actually just came up to me. Why aren't you doing it? Oh, okay. Well, if she tells you or says you're doing it, you're most definitely going to do it. So it was kind of like an equal balance of both. I wanted to see what was a part of CRTM to be and begin with. And then when she approached me, I just knew that this is where I need to be.
So CRTM actually contacted me, but I've been knowing Sierra probably almost between three, four years maybe, when she used to do my hair. We started out doing hair, and I took a little hiatus because I had to go back home to Georgia to care for my mom. And when I came back, I was like, oh yeah, modeling, I'm just done with it. And just got a phone call from her one day, and she was like, hey, so this is what I want to do. What you think about it? I want you a part of it. I didn't even get a chance to say like, no, I don't think I want to do it or nothing like that. No, Sierra's like, so this is what you're going to do. And because of, she's a bully. So, you have no choice.
That is a fact. She is a bully.
So she's going to make, and that's exactly what happened. And here I am. Sierra, did you hear me call you a bully?
Just in case you didn't hear, we're going to reiterate. We're going to reiterate that you a bully, Sierra.
I got a phone call, like I said earlier, from the American Cancer Society. I thought it was a joke. My oncologist has submitted, she's on my Facebook page, and she submitted my pictures as representation of a person with leukemia. And every appointment she says, you don't look like what you're going through. And I said, if I'm gonna leave here, I'm gonna leave here on my terms and nobody else's. Of course you can see I'm bald, so I lost all of my hair. And they said, we need you. And I was like, yeah, right, click them. So I called a friend of ours that's a friend of both Sierra and I, and I said, do you really think I can do this? And she was like, listen, everybody needs to see that bald head. And I was like, but I'm not a model. I'm not a model. I this sort of fell in my lap, and I said, I am 60 years old, and I don't want to start another career. And then she told me to call Sierra. And the first question I asked Sierra was, is this a possibility? And she was like, yes, and you're doing it, and we got you, period. And so I did my first photo shoot. I didn't even know how to pose. I was just like, I'm not a model. But like she said to me, there's a message in you, because there's a whole nother project that we're going to be working on here shortly. And literally, my husband is blown away over my bald head. That's what he likes the most. He's saving coins. But it has been a journey, and I'm so rediscovering who I am as a woman now. That's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all. And that's awesome. That is awesome. You know what? I had to get mine in too. You know how I discovered CRTM? Me and C were having a planning meeting for some other stuff last year that we talking about doing. And she said, I'm about to do Concrete Rose talent management. I said, what? But man, like y'all said, Sierra's a bully. But when she got you, she got you. Like, no, she got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Monica, you got me cracking up too, because, I take pictures now, but that figuring out how to pull. I never know what to do with my hands. You know, right.
like.
So no, that's amazing. See, you got anything you want to say about your brainchild, your creation?
I sure do. Matter of fact, one is if when Gary watches this episode, he is just gonna fall out. Gary literally calls me and his mom a bully. He says, y'all are bullies. And so when y'all said that, I was like, oh, that's just what he needs is confirmation of what he already says. That's hilarious. So how CRTM was birthed. First off, I love the concept of the concrete rose, right? And so if you guys know the Tupac Shakur, the whole deal, but ideally just, you know, growing something beautiful. I'm in a place that's not supposed to grow. And so a lot of us have adversities in our life, whether it be self-doubt, whether it be our environment, whether it be other people not believing in us, or whether it be us feeling like we don't have the ability to do it, and lack of confidence to move forward in something. And so that is my sweet spot in life. I know, in fact, God put me here to serve, and God put me here to be able to birth the visions and the dreams of other people, and to help them align their gifts and to walk in that confidently. And so that is what I love to do. It brings my heart ultimate joy. But CRTM was birthed because my boyfriend was ending his contract in an agency. And I just challenged him to not hop into anything too quickly. You know, see what you can do on your own. Let's see what we can do on your own, right? Let's market you on our own. And he was like, really? You think so? And so he was like, you know, what if we did something like, you know, like we had like a management or something. I was like, but I don't like to feel constrained by anything. If you know me, I'm sure that comes no stranger to you. I like to feel very free. And so that's where the idea of having a talent management organization, but also letting the talent remain free agents to where they can work with whoever they want to work with. They don't need to ask our permission. They don't need to come to get approval or any of that. They're free to work wherever they would like to. We serve as guidance. We serve as administrative support. We serve as marketing in that capacity. So for instance, let's say Nicole were to go out and say, hey, Sierra, I want to work with this brand. Can you contact them, right? So we go and do the legwork for Nicole. She doesn't have to manage contacting them, doing the legwork, or say someone approaches Nicole with an opportunity. We manage the logistics of negotiating on her behalf, reading over the contract, being sure everything is buttoned up and in her best interest, right? And so that's kind of the part that we play. In addition to that, we also bring opportunities to the table. Once we learn, where do they want us to market them? And what's the end goal for what they're trying to do? And that happens during the intake meeting process. And so that's kind of how Gary was my first talent on the roster. And so I started with him. So I'm sure you guys saw me go very strong with him when it was, you know, because he was my very first talent. And so we had a fantastic time. And I was like, Gary, and just being with Gary and being around the industry, and then Rochelle and her husband, Matthew, they also have a fashion show that takes place annually in the month of October, Fashion for Life. And so being around and just meeting other models and other talent, I'm seeing that there's so many people that have great talent, but they may not know how to market themselves, or they're with an agency, but they hate the politics of the agency of percentages, and you can't work over here because I said so, and you're under contract. And it just seems so constraining. And I just don't care for that part of some agencies. And so I was like, there has to be a market for having the tools that an agency offers of administrating, working out contracts, finding talent, finding marketing and finding new gigs and whatever, without the contract portion. So that's kind of where that came into play. It has been a fantastic journey so far. I believe we're not for everybody. and everybody's not for us. And I would just put that out there up front, right? Because I expect you to carry yourself in a certain way. I expect you to show up to things on time. I expect you to have a level of professionalism about yourself and respect about yourself, because you also are a representation of everybody on the team. So if you're not carrying yourself in a way, or if I'm not, it represents us as a whole. And so I consider all those things when new talent applies. I go straight to your media. I want to see, what are you doing on your own when you think no one's looking? How are you carrying yourself, right? And so all of that matters. And so, like I said, everyone's not for us and we're not for everybody, but we have a fantastic group that works very well together. We all respect each other very much. They take corrective feedback. They give each other feedback. No one's offended. No one feels above the team. Everyone has room for growth. And so we encourage feedback for us. We give them feedback. They give each other feedback. They help each other. So it's really like a really big family, and we have a great time.
Center, the ladies, what has been your experience with CRTM since the doors opened? Your personal experience?
My personal experience. Oh my goodness, where do I start? The first month I started, we did a photo shoot, and again, I'm right there with everybody. I was like, I don't know where to put my hands. Like, it was just so awkward. And I went to Sierra immediately. I was like, I don't know if this is for me. Like, I started doubting myself and called her. I was like, I just don't think it's for me. And she said, you just need to give it time. I don't want you to quit just yet. Just take some time to think about it. And then when she approached me about her boutique, I was like, I would love to. I mean, like, I love fashion. I love clothes. So I was like, you know what? Let's give it a try. And then shortly after that, I would say, like I said, 3 months later, a CEO of a different company for her makeup actually reached out to me that I want to be a part of. So it was just exclusive 9 women that was there with Gary, because he is the muffin man. And it was just such a great experience. And I think after that, just seeing how the other models are, it was definitely hard to not compare yourself. But Sierra had to remind me, you were brand new. Like, you don't need to try to compare yourself to anyone. And no one in the room even looked alike, walked alike. Like, their pose is completely different. So having to get over that huge obstacle, it was a tall, tall mountain. But coming on the other side, it's just been really, really great. And the team has honestly thrown us so many opportunities to get our face out there. And since then, like Sierra said, I'm now a part of TFII and one of the 23 of them for Fresh Face. So that's just going through. We go through a 6-month period where we have several sessions, and they teach us how to be more comfortable and poses, walks, and just honestly helping us through the industry. So I'm super, super excited about that. And then that will lead into possibility of being in Texas Fashion Week. So I am just super, super happy. It was, again, tall mountain, but Sierra bullied me over it. So we're good now. And that was my experience. And I loved ever since.
Well, let me just say this. I've known Talisha or T Story. T, I guess it's been about 7 years. I don't know. And I've always I help with my Good Girlfriends fashion show. So when this fell in my lap, she was one of the persons that I called as well. I was like, pause. But I said, can I do this? And T went down the list of this is what you're not gonna do. When I feel like she's Tia bully too. So when but since the doors have opened and I'm on the other side of this, it is work. It is commitment. It is turn the chatter off. One of the things that Sierra said to me when we had a discussion, getting to re-know this new woman. Like, I'm probably the oldest person on her team, and I just wanted to make sure that I fit the bill. And she did not make me, she doesn't make me feel old. She doesn't make me feel young. She makes me feel me. And rediscovering me has been so amazing. And it's because of this team. It's because of the people that they are linked to. And we're all linked together. I haven't met everybody. Like, I didn't know that my fellow New Mexican was from New Mexico. Girl, I would have asked you for some green chili. But it's bigger than me. This journey that I'm on is, God has shown me it's bigger than me.
Okay. Oh, my experiences with CRTM. So before I came along on CRTM, I used to be with an agency. And being with an agency, I did not get exposure at all. Even though, you know, they were excited to sign, you know, African American and all of that, at the end of the day, I did not get the exposure that I desired. And then when they were trying to do the exposure, it was more or less as if the only thing they would put us in was like a muumuu. And I was just, you know, in this industry, at the end of the day, I can say what I wear and what I won't wear. And that's just one of the things that I won't wear. And I'm like, you're not going to put me on the little news channel in a muumuu. You're just not going to do it. So I just sort of like backed away from it. And then when, of course, with Sierra, man, we put in some work. And she would always say, it's time to work. And when she said it's time to work, she meant what she said. And from photo shoots to, you know, rehearsing to, I think the month of January, I think I modeled so much. I didn't know whether I was coming or going. And it was just, being with CRTM, it's just the exposure, and she cares about who we model for and how we are seen. And that's so important. Being coming from this industry, you have people that just don't necessarily care about you. And one thing I can say about CEC cares, she cares about her people. She cares about how we look. She cares about how people see us. When she says that she reviews our social media, she does, and she gonna tell you what to remove and what to keep and how to pin this over there. Like, she gonna do all that because she knows it all. I don't know none of it. So I can say I appreciate that from her. I appreciate CRTM. I appreciate what her and Rochelle do to make sure that we are taken care of. And because I didn't have that. And that's why it was so easy for me to say, you know what, I'm just gonna step out of modeling, because this is obviously just not for me anymore. So that's been my experience with CRTM. I love it. I love her. I love the team. I love what we have. And like she said, we're a unit, we're a family. And I can appreciate having that family. And one thing we do, we protect each other. You're not coming for one and not come for us all. And that I can appreciate. So that's it.
Did y'all see that? When you said we're a unit, they was like, look at that. See, Rochelle, how does that make you feel to hear them say these glowing words about your baby?
You know, it makes me feel fantastic that they recognize what it is that Rochelle and I are trying to create, the atmosphere that we're trying to create, that we protect wholeheartedly, right? So I'm glad that they do see that in us, and see that that's exactly what we try to do. That's the atmosphere we want to maintain. And then we are very protective of that. Hence why I said everybody's not for us. We've probably had about I don't know, maybe like 50-ish so or so applications since we opened our doors. And well, you see how many people are here. I mean, we have more on the team, but you know, just because, you know, you just have to be mindful. People like things that are brand new, shiny dimes. It's like, ooh, it's shining over there, right? But they don't realize that it's more than just that. It looks fantastic and it is great, but it doesn't come without hard work. It doesn't come without critique. It doesn't come without honest feedback. And some people just want you to continue to pump them up and tell them they're doing great, great, great. And they don't want to hear any corrective feedback. And if you can't take feedback, then you're saying that you don't want to grow. You want to remain complacent. And so I just appreciate the fact that they know that any feedback that Rochelle provides, I provide, or your peers provide is from a loving place. So so I can appreciate to hear them say that. It really makes me feel like we are accomplishing what we set out to accomplish. So
I would also add, John, you know, it really does my heart good. And I know it does Sierra's too, to hear the ladies share. CRTM is very young, you know, I think 3.5 months old now. We launched January 20th. So we're not a longstanding company organization. We're very, very new. But in the time that CRTM has been on the map or in this community, I mean, we've accomplished so much. And we've accomplished it because we've had professional women and men who have joined the team who are ready to work, right? They're not playing any games. They're not wasting time. They literally are coming with their own ideals with regard to what they're trying to do, even if they don't have a plan, right? They're coming ready to work. They're coming ready to be a part of the vision and envision what their careers or what their new talents can be through CRTM. And that makes a world of difference when you don't have to waste time, because nobody has time to waste time, right? We're having a good time, but no one's wasting time. And I think that lends itself to the time and effort that is put into ensuring that everything is done with the utmost professionalism. It really is from the time that is spent with the ladies and the gentlemen in conversation about their own particular goals, to the additional staff. I know Sierra's going to talk about the rest of the team and the staff that we have that work with us. Even those additional components bring a level of professionalism. And so I think all of that together, especially for T and perhaps some of the other talent who's been in the industry and has kind of been around and seen some of the different things that many models have had to manage through, I'll say that, with regard to other agencies, there's a distinct difference. And we're not perfect, but we want to be different. We want to represent a point of difference that models don't typically see in the industry, because we believe that there is room and there's opportunity for the talent in our community to exceed all of their expectations and to excel in ways that they never imagined. And that only comes by being meticulous and working hard and working together as a team, which everyone has already said. So I'm excited just that they're excited, but more than that, that they are all dedicated and willing to work and ready to work.
I think the part that I love the most about it is I was listening to each story and I was really inspired, you know, when T's story was talking about, you know, how they want her to show up or how they, you know, and listening to Monica and Nicole and the stories they were telling, what really stood out to me was the essence of, you know, when we talk about talent and we talk about beauty and we talk about how you show up, it's about something more than just a look or, you know, something on the outside. But each of you stand on something that's principled, something that's about the value of me as a person and what I represent. And the building up of the stories, the experiences, and the things that I've done that have gotten me to this point that bring me here and being able to represent those, not just tell those stories, but to be living embodiment of your stories. And I'm proud to be here on a platform with y'all. And since we are, you know, it's a Mother's Day special, so we're going to ask this question for the mothers. Talk about balancing a career, being a creative, and being a mother.
Actually, Sierra is probably around my children's age. balancing it all for me has been easy because I don't have kids at home. But for me, it's been really easy. My biggest thing as a mom was telling my kids what I was about to do. And they were like, you gonna do what? Is you gonna get paid? So for me, especially my daughter, showing my daughter that age is just a number. Showing my mother that look what you've helped create. So for me, it's been easy. There's no real balance for me other than trying to balance my dog. But other than that, I'm good. I think if this would have popped in my lap 30 years ago, this would be a different conversation. I don't think I would have done it. I really don't think I would have done it. But again, the timing of it all for me as a mom, as a woman, as a wife has been amazing.
Okay, so I'm like Monica. I don't have any children here at home with me. My children are adults. However, I would say, I think the thing that probably meant more to me than anything, about 6 years ago, for the first time, my she's 15 now, my granddaughter, actually, she and my daughter actually graced the runway with me for the first time. And that was the very first time that they had the opportunity to see me model and to see what I do. My daughter, of course, she was like, Mom, no, I don't want no heels. I'm not doing this anymore. However, she graces a different stage. She is a bodybuilder. So her stage is different at this time. But to be able to allow my granddaughter to walk that runway with me and to say, watch me walk, Gigi. I can do it just like you. If I never modeled another day in my life, my job was done. My job was done at that time to show her that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. And that's just it. If I never modeled again, I would have been okay because my purpose was served at that time.
Well, I do have on and off. I hate the word stepdaughter. Because I call her my daughter and she calls me mom and she says that she looks more like me than her mother. So, but I've been in her life since she was 9 and she is just the purest, sweetest soul. And she's honestly brought so much joy in my life and taught me so many things. So we do get her a couple weeks, throughout the course of a couple months. So she's here part-time and then she actually lives in Amarillo, which is unfortunate. We tried to get her to move out to San Antonio, but she said it was too hot, but broke our hearts, but it's okay.
In Amarillo?
So. Yep. That's why I'm saying, don't even get me started, but she's very comfortable. She's actually, outstanding in basketball. So she already has a couple scouts looking out her. So it just seemed right for her to stay right now. On top of that, I do work 2 jobs and then I have a side business on top of CRTM. So honestly, trying to balance all of it for me, I love it because it keeps my mind busy, but I'm also a Virgo. So I got to be doing something all the time. But that just keeps honestly me happy because all of my jobs I'm benefiting and helping someone else. So balancing everything, it gets crazy sometimes. And I know Sierra be banging down my door. Hey, I need you to do this. And I'm like, oh, let me sit down right now and do it. But honestly, they make it so comfortable that they assist you in so much. There's not so much stress. So you can focus on your career and your family on top of just being successful here. So I couldn't appreciate anything anymore, to be honest with you.
I do have a 13-year-old now that is at home. And if I'm being honest with you, it is a challenge to balance it all. And when you are a entrepreneur, when you're also a full-time professional and along with a slew of other things, right? something takes the back seat. And so unfortunately, a lot of things take the back seat. And so I've been more intentional this year more than ever with trying to find balance, right? And so I'm very open with my son about why, the why behind why I have to go here, why these things have to go on, right? And so I try to put it into real life terms, right? So, hey, you like to go buy those $200 sneakers when you want to go get them, just anytime, any. We just did this last week. The next week, I want to go do it again. You like to be able to do that, right? Well, if I don't go do this, 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 and this, that can't happen. We could lead a very different life, and I could just stop all business and take a different job in the city and make XYZ in money, and our life would look very different.
Why are you trying to put that on Parker? Why are you trying to?
No, I try to perspective so he understands, because it is something at this age, at 13, he's able to understand a little bit more. So he definitely knows that I'm care or any of that. So I try to be sure that I keep communication open. And now that he's older, now he kind of wants to come along to some things a little bit more, which is great. The invite's always been there, but Parker likes to go to his grandma's, honey. He would chunk me the deuce in a heartbeat. And anybody on this call knows it. Anyone that knows me knows it. That joker will deuce me in a heartbeat. But lately he has been wanting to come and kind of be around, and even told me that he wants to maybe pursue modeling. So that makes me excited, because I tried to get him to do it many, many years ago. And he was like, absolutely no, that's just not me, mom. But this last fashion show, when he saw other kids engaging and having fun and seeing that it's fun, I don't have to be perfect. It's fun. And so we'll see what that looks like for little Parker. But yeah, so it's been a challenge, but I think it's keeping the communication line open and just being intentional about the time that you do have. Like even right now, right? So I got home at 6:30 p.m. No, live. Got home at 6:50, and hopped on a live at 7:30, and it's 8:49, and my son's already about to be going to bed, but I picked up dinner on the way in. So you know what I mean? So it's that balance. So it's not every day, every night, but when it is those times, I tell them ahead of time, I grab dinner, we eat real quick, and then, you know, we're off to the races. So I think he's probably used to it by now. It's just kind of like, you know, I had the same thing. My mom was a getter, go-getter. So I didn't understand it then. I understand it now. And just like my son, he won't understand it maybe as much now, but as he gets older, he's going to have the very same drive because he likes stuff. So I know he's going to be a worker. No doubt he is going to get to it. And he has no choice. He's seen his mom get to it. So, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything but success out of the kid, you know? So, and he is a fantastic individual. So I look forward to great things with Parker's life, honestly.
For me, I don't have any young kids at home, but balance is still important, right? Balancing for my own peace of mind and my own wellness and emotional and mental wellness. It's important to make sure that I balance my career, my 9-to-5, as well as my real estate business. And then being a part of CRTM and Queening in My Purpose, which has been in existence for 5 years and, you know, is truly one of our babies. It does take balance, and it takes keeping all things into perspective and understanding why, what to do. 6 years. Yes. 6 years. That's right. 6 years, April. But understanding the why, and the why for me, for all of those things, is the same. As I believe that I'm here to serve, and one of my gifts to society, humanity, is to be of service. And it does my heart good to be able to do that. So I remember my why in all of the things that I do, and it allows me to create balance in those things so that I'm not overwhelmed, although sometimes it happens. But like Sierra this year was like, okay, I got to get back to my center to make sure that I am balanced. But it's remembering my why, but that's how I balance it.
Look at that, man. All of that. That's amazing. Y'all talking about, hey, I don't got no kids at home, but I'm still, no, you are always a mother. And Nicole throwing the shade talking about, she looked more like me. I said, okay. But no, regardless of whether, because I'm a mama's boy and I ain't lived at home for over 30 years, but mama's always in my heart. You know what I mean? And her voice is always in my head. and her face is always before my eyes when I'm making decisions and still want to make her proud. I still want to do things. She still inspires me. And so motherhood can't be condensed. Motherhood, womanhood can't be condensed into just this role or that role. I say all the time, man, they need to just get men out the way and give the ladies the keys to the kingdom so that y'all can fix all of these problems that we created. You know what I mean? So we got a special announcement before we close out. But before we do that, I want to give the ladies an opportunity to, if you've got anything that you want to promote or pub or social media, how we can get in touch with you or follow your journey, please let the people know. And we're going to start with this lady right here above me.
Perfect. Yes. You can find me on Instagram. It's going to be Nicole Valerie with two E's at the end. Valerie spelled V-A-L-O-R-I-E-E. Okay. But of course I'm extremely active on Instagram. Sierra Makes Us. So I guess since I want to get more followers and also more exposure, so I'm very, very active, and that's where you can find me there.
And I am on Instagram. I am at the T Story. You can also find my podcast on called The Rebirth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all of those podcast places. And you can find me on TikTok at the T Story.
Mo Love 2. I'm on Facebook. I'm venturing to TikTok. I'm there, but I ain't there. But I did log my journey. Started when I started chemotherapy, and there's some stuff there. And so I'm gonna go in and just post some more stuff, because the journey is only going to bless someone. And if I can get through it, anybody can get through it. And I say that because it's a journey. It really is a journey.
And then if y'all get lost, obviously, he is going to tell us how you can follow Concrete Rose on all of the socials. And you can find him there if you can't remember all of that. But we're going to put it under the screen. I'm going to edit all that in, so you know.
Okay, no doubt. So before I tell you how you can follow us, I do want to shout out other ladies of CRTM that are not here. We're not able to make it. So we have our executive admin as well as CRTM model, Genesis Williamson, who is fantastic. She was unable to make it last minute, but she is also staff and talent of CRTM. So we wish you were here. Then we have also two more ladies. I apologize. Then we also have another staff member. So our talent development consultant, Brittany Smith, who is also a part of the staff. So she was unable to make it as well. And then one more lady that is on staff-ish. So that is going to be Ms. Kat Gomez, who is our CRTM press liaison. So she is fantastic. She is the chief editor of Pepper Magazine. So be sure you guys check her out. So those are the other three additional ladies that are members of CRTM socials. So you can follow Concrete Rose Talent Management at Concrete Rose TM on Instagram, on Facebook at Concrete Rose Talent Management. My personal Instagram is I am Sierra Parker, the brand, that's with an S and two R's. Okay. And then I'm also at K Simone's Boutique. If you want to shop, send your mom over, send your girl over. Okay. But those are my social handles. And then I will talk about the rest of the staff as soon as Rochelle shares how you can follow her.
Thank you. So you can follow me on IG at Close with Rochelle, because I am a licensed realtor. So at Close with Rochelle. And then on Facebook, you can find me at Rochelle Smith Realtor. So Rochelle Smith, Realtor on Facebook. And back to you, C.
Okay, so before we go, I definitely want to shout out all of Concrete Rose. So I do believe that the fellas of Concrete Rose will be coming back here to hang out. So I can't wait to see that episode, but I do want to share our additional staff. So Gary Bowie Jr. is a CRTM model coach and stylist. He's also talent of ours as well. So that's Gary Bowie. And then we have our media team. So we have our executive media director, Daryl Edwards, who is the CEO of J&K Photography. Fantastic talent and also staff of CRTM. We have our VP of Logistics and Media, Lee Gore, who is the CEO of Small Kind Media, doing phenomenal things as well. We also have our graphic designer and photographer, Jason Hudson, who is the CEO of Jason X Photography and P25 Graphics. So that is the additional staff of CRTM, but I do not want to leave out our other talent that you guys will have a chance to meet. So we have Ronaldo Powell, who is our print and runway model. He's also a brand ambassador, and he's the 2023 Best Dressed model of Texas Minority Fashion Week. We have William Dennis Parker, who is a print and runway youth model. We have Dariel Garner, who is a print and runway model. And then we also have Athens Hayes, who is an actor, comedian, and commentator, as well as a print and runway model. So you guys will have the opportunity to hang out with those fellas in June with John. So did I leave it? I don't think I left anyone out, did I? That's everybody, right? We got everybody covered? Okay, fantastic. So, yeah.
And you better shout out the ladies the same way when the fellas are here. You know what I'm saying? You took all this time from the ladies show to talk about all these fellas. So the same thing better happen in June.
Yes, no
right?
doubt. No doubt.
So before we go, we want to talk about C in the Supermom competition. That's the link below. Make sure you go. You get one free vote per day, and if you want to pony up them dollars, you can pay $1 per vote, and she wants you to start at $100. So,
$100.
C note. But make sure you go support her in that. She's deserving, and I want to see her win. And that's it on that. Just go do what you're supposed to do. But again, we want to thank y'all so much for spending some time with us. We want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Thank you not only for showing up today, thank you for showing up every day in every role and every facet that you do. I'm honored. And I got some new people that I got to go on social media and follow. And we're going to make sure that we put y'all out there because we want y'all to have 25,000 followers before the summer is over. A piece. But listen, we're going to close out like we always do. Again, I'm grateful for all of you. And I want to say to all the ladies, happy Mother's Day. And listen, I can't help myself. I've got to inspire. I've got to encourage. I've got to empower. But I can't help myself by being the absolute best version of myself. And you can too. So why not we do it together? We out.